perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
Is Balky around?
No, he's not.
Then hurry up, Lydia, before he gets here.
Harriet! Harriet!
Oh, hi, baby! Bye, baby!
No, wait! Wait! This is the day you said I could drive the elevator, you big kid, are you?
Don't do that, baby.
Oh. But I've been looking forward to this all week.
Okay, let's get to it.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've been practicing at home in my closet. No, don't worry. I remember everything you teach me.
Balky, make sure you don't accelerate too fast.
Well, of course I won't. Don't be ridiculous.
What does accelerate mean?
Gotta remember to use smaller words.
Appleton!
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright.
Appleton, that was a great story you wrote on the commodity scandal.
Well, thank you, sir. I tried to do my small part for the paper.
Oh, don't be so modest. It was good. You should try being a little more assertive.
Well, how about an office on the same floor with the other investigative reporters?
I said assertive, not pushy.
Sorry.
Where did you find that informant? What was it you called him?
Sore throat. Actually, Balky came up with a name. In fact, Balky was the one who found him. That's why Balky's name is on the article, too.
Well, I should say well done to Bartokomus, too. Is he around?
Harriet's letting him drive the elevator. That would be him now.
Wow. That thing can stop on a dime. Harriet, I think I'm going to try it again.
Why don't you take a breather, baby, while I try to find my contacts?
My God, I'm shorter.
Balky, look who's come to see us.
Mr. Wainwright. So nice of you to come down and join us in our basement.
Well, I just came by to tell you what an asset you've been to Appleton.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Wainwright. I didn't realize I'd made an asset of myself.
No, Balky.
I know I've made a few mistakes in my time, but I don't think that's any reason for name calling.
No, it's not what you think. He's still learning the language.
Obviously. Well, just keep up the good work, Appleton. You have a great future as a reporter.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, wasn't that nice of him to come down here?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm still smarting from that asset remark.
No, Balky, an asset is a good thing. A good thing. He was paying you a compliment.
Really?
Yes.
Wish I could have understood it so I could have enjoyed the moment.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Where can I find Larry Appleton and Balky Bartokomus?
I'm Larry Appleton.
I'm Balky Bartokomus.
Oh, I saw your names on that commodity scandal story. Nice work.
Oh, thank you.
We're already celebrities.
What can we do for you?
Thank you.
This is a subpoena.
What that is?
Oh, you're to appear in court tomorrow before Judge Gideon and reveal everything you know about the commodity scandal.
Well, Cousin, I guess you're right. We are becoming celebrities. People want us to start making personal appearances. Okay, Cousin. What if the judge asks you, how was the inside information passed?
All right, Your Honor. Each commodity was given a code name, if I can give an example. Pork bellies were called porky pigs. I can elaborate if you'd like.
No need, Cousin, no need.
Wow.
You really have these facts at your fingernails.
I have to, Balky. I'm representing the Chronicle in what could be the trial of the decade. I have a responsibility to have all of my facts straight. Besides, we could be on television.
Oh, of course, and then that means we'll have to dress for the camera. That means nothing too busy, no stripes, and I would recommend you don't wear yellow because it makes you look very pale, kind of like that guy in Poltergeist 2. You're gonna die.
Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome. Hey, Cousin, when do I get to tell the judge what I know?
What do you know?
Well, I got that right here in my filing system. Your Honor, I have everything you want to know about sore throat right here. Name, Waldo Gillings. Occupation, driver for a big Chicago stockbroker. Hobby, listening to his boss make crooked deals in the back seat of the limo.
Balky, you can't tell the judge anything about sore throat. We promised Waldo that we would not reveal that he was the source of our information. As reporters, we have to protect people who come to us with information they feel should be made public. They know a reporter will not divulge their identity. And that is what I promised Waldo.
But Cousin, I have heard that if you don't tell the judge what he wants to know, he can send you to jail.
Well, Balky, yes, it's true. The judge could have us incarcerated.
Oh, Cousin, I don't want to be set on fire.
No. Not incinerated. Incarcerated. Incarcerated. It means sent to jail. But, Balky, it's a small price to pay. We have to stand up for the First Amendment. Sit down. We have to stand up for freedom of the press. Sit down. We have to stand up. Sit down! For the very Constitution upon which this country was founded.
Well, Cousin, why you didn't say so sooner? I didn't know we were fighting for life, puberty, and the pursuit of...
Well, we are, Balky. We are.
Well, that settles it. If that judge wants to know anything about sore throat, we aren't going to tell him a thing, even if he sends us to jail forever. And if he don't like that, he can take it to the bank and smoke it.
That's the spirit. And you know what I think, Balky?
Not really.
Tomorrow, when the judge sees the strength of our commitment... He's not going to throw us in jail. He's going to throw us a parade.
Does this mean we missed the parade?
Five big ones, Balky. We've been in stir for 5 hours.
Well, Cousin, you did tell Judge Gideon that we'd stay in here until hell warms over.
And I meant it. Could you believe that, Judge? He thought he could break me by throwing me in this hole.
Yeah, this cell isn't so bad. It's not as bad as the one I was in on Meepos. It's got nice bunk beds and running water.
Judge Gideon didn't know who he was dealing with. Where you were in jail? What for?
kidnapping?
You were arrested for kidnapping?
Yeah. I was accused of a 506. Stealing a baby goat.
Oh, kidnapping.
But it was all a mistake. A mistake, I tell you. The baby goat had a rotten home life and used to like to hang around with me. I gave him a lot of positive ego reinforcement.
So you've been behind bars before?
Yeah, well on Meepos, the cells don't have bars.
No bars?
No. On Meepos, when they put you in jail, they make you stand in front of the courthouse and they draw a circle around you.
What keeps you from escaping?
It's against the law.
Here's your blankets.
Thanks, but I doubt we'll be needing them. We'll be getting out of here soon.
Well, I wouldn't get my hopes up. The last reporter Judge Gideon put in jail for not revealing his source is still here.
He is?
How long ago was that?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. He was here when I got here, and I've been here, let's see, 3 years. Good night.
3 years? Okay, I don't think I can do 3 years.
Yes, you can. Cousin, there's a lot of strength in that compact little body.
We could be here for years. Our whole world could be this cold, damp cell. No sunshine. No fresh air. No place to plug in my water pick.
I'll talk!
Calm down. You just calm down. Are you going to be calm?
Okay, I'm not going to make it.
Come on, cousin. Have you forgotten what you said?
What did I say? Was it something good?
Well, of course it was good. Yeah, you said that we were in here because we are protecting Waldo and the Constitution and the freedom of the press.
Yeah. Balky.
What?
I say a lot of things. Who am I kidding?
Me, mostly.
I don't have what it takes to become a reporter.
Cousin, don't say that.
It's too hard. I don't have the strength to defend the Constitution.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
I don't have the strength to stand up for anything.
Well, then sit down.
I can do that.
Now, look, cousin. People like you have always defended the Constitution. Who do you think Nathan Hale was? Paul Revere. John Paul Jones and Ringo. They were just regular people like you until they were called upon to do something heroic, like defend the Constitution. And they had it tough because they didn't even have a Constitution yet.
I wish I had your faith in me. I wish I was like those heroes. But I'm not. I'm weak.
Listen. Draw upon the strength of your forefathers.
I can't.
Oh, beautiful voice. Of skies for amber.
Maybe I should stop thinking about myself. I should think of those who've gone before. And those who'll come after. And those who never made it this far.
America. America. God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to sea.
Balky, I can do the hard time.
All right, hold it right here. Got a couple of playmates for you guys.
Oh, my Lord.
Push me again and you're a dead man.
Don't hit him, Dutch. He'll make your hands swell up again.
Hi, I'm Balky Bartachmus, and this is my cousin Larry Appleton. And now that we have four, maybe later we can play password.
Scram.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Cousin, we're going to have to practice. These guys are good.
Excuse me, Clark, could I talk to you for just a moment? I think there's been a mistake. We are white-collar criminals, and these two are clearly mad dog killers. I don't want to be a snob about this, but shouldn't we be in separate cells?
Oh, of course. I'll get on it right away. And while I'm at it, I'll warm up your jacuzzi. Ooh!
Hey, what are you two guys? Some kind of snitches?
Oh, no, 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 no. We are not snitches. In fact, we're in here for not snitching.
Yeah, we're defending the Constitution, the freedom of the press, and the right to arm bears.
You say one more word, and I'm gonna reach down your throat and pull out an organ.
Okay.
I'm just shivering from the cold. That goon over there took my blanket.
Oh, and cousin, here. Take mine.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Cold don't bother sheep herders. Cold and rain, now that bothers us. Do you ever smell a sheep after it's been out in the rain a couple of days?
Whoa.
Sure you don't need your blanket?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Are you going to let them get away with this?
Well, yes, that was my plan.
Look, I'm going to have a word with Dutch. I think that he's just going through a bad time in his life, and he needs someone to reach out to.
Excuse me, I just wanted to point out that you have all the blankets and we're freezing our buttocks off.
Jacob, I'm gonna kill this one, okay?
Okay.
No, don't mind him. He's sleepwalking. Balky, wake up. He's awake now. Everything's fine. Everybody go back to sleep.
I hate to wake up in the middle of the night without beating somebody up.
You know something? I think this cell's getting too crowded.
Let's throw these guys out.
Hey, we'd love to leave, but the cell door is locked.
Hey, no problem. We'll just push you through the bars like toothpaste.
What are you doing to my cousin, Larry?
All right, stop horsing around.
Well, it's about time. I guess Judge Gideon found out what the power of the press means. Let's go, Balky.
Not you two. You two. Your mother posted bail.
Uh,
Ben, I'm not sorry to see them go. But I do have one regret.
What's that?
Now we'll never be able to see if our heads would fit in between these bars.
Balky, I had no idea you could play the harmonica so well.
I think it's someone down the hall.
Morning, fellas. I got a message for you from Judge Gideon.
Yeah, well, I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
He wants us to reveal our source.
Yeah.
Well, I got a message for him.
Yeah.
You tell that judge that Larry Appleton is a serious journalist.
Yeah.
And even if I have to spend the rest of my life in this cell, I will never reveal the identity of Sore Throat.
Yeah.
You mean Waldo Gillings?
Yep.
You know? Everybody knows. When Gillings found out you two guys went to jail for him, he came forward and decided to testify against his boss. Now you're free to go.
Hey, Cotton, did you hear that?
Yeah, we're free to go.
No, what? Did you hear what you said?
Yeah, we're free to go.
Cotton, try to focus. You say that you were a serious journalist.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. And you're right, too. You do have what it takes to make a great journalist.
You think so?
I know so, Cotton. When you do time with someone, you get to know them.
Thanks, Bill. I don't think I could have done it without you.
We make a great team, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Well, we showed them, huh? Mm. We can take any time they can dish out.
Yeah. We can stay here forever if we have to.
Are you guys coming or you want to stay here?